Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 John, chapter 2. 1 John, chapter 2. Let's ask the Lord's blessing. Our Father, we ask you this evening, for Christ's sake, bless the word as it is preached. Bless our hearing. We pray for these that have been mentioned. Have mercy. Lord, guide and direct us and keep us for Christ's sake. Amen. I'm going to look at verses 3 to 6 this evening. And last time, having considered the wonder and the marvel of God's grace to give God's people Jesus Christ the righteous, the Holy One, to be our advocate with the Father is a wonder that we cannot, this side of glory, understand. We cannot enter into the depth how that he who is the propitiation, the appeaser, the peacemaker for all God's sheep ever liveth to make intercession for us, pleading his own merit on our behalf. I paid the debt. I satisfied justice. My blood was shed. A believer who knows that Christ is the advocate, the mediator, he wants to enter in right now to the assurance of knowing that he is my mediator. I want to be instructed from God's word that I'm his, that he's mine. Mere speculation, assumptions, just, that's not going to settle my heart. I need to have the Spirit of God through God's Word. I mean, people say, well, I feel the Lord. I want to see it. Don't you, Neil? I want to see it in God's Word. This is what I want to know. What saith the Scriptures? Because if the Scriptures don't say it, don't put any stock in it. Because that's the only thing that's going to last. God's Word. I need to rest my soul on what God has to say. And may the Spirit of God give me the assurance of knowing that I can find myself in relationship to what's being described as the one that has some assurance. That's what I want to know. I want to know that I know him. Now listen to verse 3. I'm going to deal with verses 3 to 6. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Now, I know this. That scripture right there has set forth that somebody has got some assurance. Somebody does. It's set forth as being those that know him and keep his commandments. Now let me just tell you, I want to try to make this as simple as I possibly can. When we read this phrase right here, keep his commandments, I'm going to tell you first of all that it deals with the entirety of God's word. I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about God's word, God's commandments. Now, John is saying that there is some assurance, that there is a settled knowledge for somebody that is truly acquainted with the Lord, that knows him. Now, to understand what is being said concerning these words, know him, I want you to listen to this verse of Scripture. John 17:3, and this is life eternal. This is salvation. This is salvation right here. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, I know for a fact that knowing, in that word right, the word know right there, I can tell you what it doesn't mean. I know it doesn't mean just a nominal speculation that says there is a God. Again, we've said this so many times. Devils know that. Everybody knows that there is a God. But what does it mean to know him? Again, it doesn't mean to just merely acknowledge his existence, but what it expresses is the personal experience, if I can say it that way. And every believer has experienced something. I know we often talk about an experience, you know, and that's talking about some work that I've done. But a believer experiences something in regenerating grace. And to know God, it is to actually possess in regenerating grace. Now, this is where a man, a woman is said to know the Lord. By the Spirit of God's regenerating grace, a new heart is imparted. There is new life. There is a new spirit, a new mind that loves him, that trusts him, that believes him. The knowledge of God spoken of, this is life eternal, that they might know thee. This is what the Lord's saying. They trust you for who you say you are. They love you and believe you for who you are and who I am. Life eternal is not reforming my ways. It's not a decision to turn over a new leaf or something like that. It's not an act of my will. But life eternal is that sovereign imparting of the life of God. There is a new man created that is said in spiritual terms to know God. Before a man or woman is regenerated, they don't know him. That is, they don't trust him, they don't love him, they don't believe him. Why? Because they're dead. They're dead. But to know him, to know that new creation, perceives by the Holy Spirit's instruction, taught by the Spirit of God, something. This is what they know. They know that he is the one who has purposed eternally to redeem his people through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. They know God. They know him. I know that we see through a glass darkly. We see through a riddle is what that means. But to know God in his threefold characters of persons, this is how we know him. We know and we're convinced that the Father has truly chosen a people from before the foundation of the world. We know him as the electing God. We know him. We know the Lord Jesus Christ as the redeeming God. We know he is. We're convinced in our heart and we love him as such. We trust him as such. We cast our souls upon him as such. And we believe him. We know him. We trust him. We believe him. That life eternal. So for John to say in 1 John 2:3, and hereby we know that we know him. We know that we know him. We know that we know him that way. Who is the God that we know? We know he is God Almighty, who does as he will in the army of heaven, among the inhabitants of the earth. Believers know him as the boss. He's God. He's the Lord. Hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now, I will just kind of ease right into that part of it. Having established what it is to know that we know him. We know him as the sovereign God. I want to understand, what do you mean by keeping his commandments? Now, if you're telling me that to know that I know him means that I must obey God's law according to the demands of God's holiness under the penalty of God's wrath if I fail to do so, if that's what you're talking about, I'm sunk. I'm sunk. I have no hope whatsoever because I can't do that. I know I can't do that. Listen, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. What's the purpose of the law? To show us what we can't do. It's to show us what's expected for righteousness. But this is what it's going to show you. You can't do it. No. James 2:10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, guilty of all of it. So if keeping his commandments means that I've got to obey the law perfectly, then I don't have any hope. So I know that keeping his commandments doesn't mean me establishing my standing before God Almighty based on my ability to satisfy the law's demand. Christ alone has done that. But though keeping his commandments, I know, doesn't refer to me establishing my own salvation, it does refer to my relationship and my love for the Lord. So what do you mean when John says, hereby know, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments? What is it talking about? I can tell you this. It's talking about, first, commitment. Commitment. It's talking about love. It's talking about belief. Let me show you these things. The motive of a believer's obedience. Now, that's what he's talking about. Commitment right here. Hereby, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. You're committed. Committed. A believer's obedience is motivated by his love for Christ. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And let me tell you something. Every one of us here that will readily admit, I will be the first to raise my hand and tell you, I know that I cannot keep God's law. I know I can't. But I will tell you this. I would desire to. I want to. To will is present with me. But the one that has kept it and his righteousness is imputed to me, I love him. I love him. Obedience to the one we know as our Redeemer is the only true evidence of love for Christ. Obedience. 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 A mere profession is no proof of love. Anybody can say, I love the Lord. Okay? Faith without works, James says, dead. It's dead. There is a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. When Saul of Tarsus was on the road to Damascus, the Lord stopped him, arrested him. He asked him, he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He told him, he said, "I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." Next words out of Saul of Tarsus' mouth was this, "Lord, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to do?" If a believer were to desire, hold your place and turn to, we're in 1 John, turn over a couple pages, 1 John 3:23. One page in my Bible, 1 John 3:23. If you want to know what it is, here's the summing up of the evidence of knowing him. Here's what, John 3:23-24. This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments. Now what are they? Here's the keeping of the commandments right here. Here's the keeping of the commandments right here. That we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. You want to know what the Lord would have his people to do? Believe him. Believe him. Love his people. Those that know and love him want to keep his commandments. You know what? I want to believe him. Freddie, I want to believe him. I do. I grieve over seeing my unbelief. I grieve over that. But I want to obey him. I want to follow him. I want to love him. I want to believe him. And believe his, and love his people. I want to love you that I love. I want to love you. I'm so thankful that we're here together tonight. That we're here together as brethren. That we can sit here tonight and learn of him, be taught of him, be in his presence. Listen to the words, Psalm 40, verse 8. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read Psalm 40. I can tell you this. Psalm 40 is the words of Christ from the cross. But I'm telling you, every believer can enter into this verse right here. Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I delight to do. Is there one that claims to be a believer here and says, I have no desire whatsoever to follow after Christ. I have no desire to obey. Well, you're not a believer. I can tell you that right now. You don't know him. A believer has been given a new heart that knows him and loves him and follows after him. They are obedient. They believe on the name of the one they love, and they love the brethren. I heard Brother Henry say, I told you this before. Somebody told Henry one time, he said, you know, believers ought to love each other. Henry said, they do. They do. Believers do. They love one another. They love. John 3:34. Listen to this. Here's the commandment. And you know, I think about, you know, the keeping his commandments. Whenever you read the Word of God, you pick a place and start reading it. Start reading the Psalms and listen to this. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. And you know that's Christ. You know that's Christ. And you know what? You keep that. You keep that. I believe that. I believe that. Keeping his commandments is believing him, loving him, trusting him. John 13:34. Listen to the words of our Lord to his disciples. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I've loved you, that ye also love one another. That commandment's new every day. That's a new commandment every day. New to me, new to you. God's people, they desire and they're careful concerning their walk for Christ's sake. For the testimony of the gospel. Why? Because they know that they know him. They know him. The one who has eternally loved them and shown mercy to them. Do they struggle with the presence of sin? Absolutely. Are they grieving over their inability to be able to do that which they would? Absolutely. But by the grace of God, they continue. They continue believing him. How? They're kept by the power of God through faith to know that they know him. And the evidence of God's mercy toward them is manifested, and it remains. The Lord told his disciples, by this shall all men know you're my disciples. You have one. You have love one for another. This is how that you're going to know. This is how they're going to know you're my disciples. You love each other. Right. That which is alive responds. There's a response. There's no saving, efficacious, living knowledge of God without a spiritual response. They that know him keep, love, believe, trust, obey his commandments. A believer sees something in the Word of God. Somebody said, well, tell me what you want to do. Tell me what I'm supposed to do, if I'm supposed to be keep. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. What am I supposed to be obeying? It'll come to you. It'll come to you. You know. Whenever you're providentially in a place where, you know, it's going to have to cross your path, God will lead you. He'll direct you. And I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll do that which is right. You'll do that which is right. Every time. Every time. Every time. What about Jonah? Well, just read the whole book. What about David? Did David find repentance with God? Did he cast himself upon the mercy of God? Do believers stumble? Do they fall? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know what? By the grace of God, God raises them up. Keeps them. Do God's people stumble? Yes, absolutely. But they believe God. They fear and reverence and love him. and His word they must hear. You know, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You know what a believer is going to do? I want to hear what he has to say. There was many that walked no more with the Lord because he told them that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. That's a hard saying. Who can hear it? And walked no more with him. The Lord turned to his disciples and said, "Will ye also go away?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ." We know you. We know you. The Son of the living God. So keeping his commandments, believing on the name of God's Son, trusting the eternal security of our soul, and loving his people is the very heart's response to know him. He that saith, "I know him," and keepeth not his commandments, he doesn't believe God. He says, "I know him, I'm a Christian," but he doesn't believe the God of this Bible. He doesn't believe God's word is a liar. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. He's a liar, and the truth of the gospel, and he who is the truth, is not in him. Any man that says, "I know him, I'm trusting the one in whom all God's sheep were chosen, laid down his life for the sheep," you say you believe him, and there's no love for his word? No. He's a liar. But whoso keepeth, now look at this, whoso keepeth his word, he that loves his word, trusts Christ, believes Christ, loves God's people, he gonna take God's side against himself every time. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what that just said. That says, that last part says, "Hereby know we that we are in him." Until the love of God is perfected in a man or a woman's heart, you don't know that you're in him. Whoso keepeth his word, believes him, trusts him, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Until God Almighty's word is perfected in your heart, you don't know that you know him. And so you're sitting here thinking, okay, tell me what it means to have the word of God perfected in my heart. Before the foundation of the world, God Almighty loved his people with an everlasting love. Is that not so? Yes. Yes. He said, "I've loved you with an everlasting love." In the fullness of time, whenever it pleased God, God so loved the world, the arrangement. He loved his people. He loved his sheep. You know, we've gone over that so many times about that not meaning everybody. But Almighty God so loved the world, Jew, Gentile, bond free, male, female, he loved his people, that he gave, he so loved that he gave his only begotten Son. Is that not true? Yes, it is. He loved him eternally. He loved him in the fullness of time. He sent the Savior into the world. Now, his people in time are born into this world. Christ died hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago when the love of God was manifested that he loved his people. But here we are, we're born into this world spiritually dead. And born spiritually dead in this world, we don't have any idea If we are one of God's elect, we have no idea that Almighty God everlastingly loved us. When I was born dead, born in Adam, come forth from my mother's womb speaking lies, I had no love for God. I was a child of wrath against Him, even as others. With this attitude, I will not have that man rule over me. First time I ever heard the gospel of God's grace, I thought it was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. That don't even sound fair to me. There's no way I could love a God like that. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, saved me and called me by His grace, and gave me a new heart, the love of God was accomplished. That's what perfected means. It was accomplished in my heart. What He had eternally purposed, loving His people. What He did in the fullness of time, sending His Son into this world to die for His people. When it pleased Him, under the sound of the gospel, He perfected that love in our hearts. He accomplished it, completed it in our hearts, and taught us what He had everlastingly purposed to do, to save us from our sins. Now, knowing that the perfecting of the Word of God in our heart is what that means, it means completing of it, the accomplishing of it, to where we know it now. He's taught us by His Spirit. Knowing that is what it means. Now listen to this scripture. But whoso keepeth His word, whoever loves His word, trusts His word, loves Christ, loves His people, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. That's how we know we're in Him. God has taught us that. He's taught us something of His love, perfected His love, completed it now, and having revealed it to us by His grace. Last verse. He that saith, he abideth in Him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. You know, again, this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. When the Lord Jesus Christ walked on this earth, only of Him is it said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him. Every one of us have come forth, and we are sinners. Sinners saved by the grace of God, but we're sinners plagued with the presence of sin. So obviously, no man can walk in perfect obedience as Christ. His imputed righteousness to us, that is our righteousness, without a doubt. But I can tell you this, as He walked on this earth, how did He walk in absolute perfection? That's how we ought to, in type, walk. Did He walk loving God? Absolutely. Does His people walk loving God, trusting Him? Did He love His brethren? Absolutely. Do we love the brethren? Absolutely. Not as we ought, not as we shall, but we do. We love Him who loved us. Did He walk by faith? Absolutely. Given the Spirit without measure, He walked by faith. I can tell you that His faithfulness is the faithfulness by which we're righteous. I can tell you that for a fact. His faithfulness. As He walked, did He obey His Father? Yes, perfectly. Do we obey? We want to. Desire to. Did He walk in a spirit of forgiveness of His people? Absolutely. How do we walk? How ought we to walk in a spirit of forgiveness? Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. A believer that won't forgive another believer? Something wrong. Something wrong. How about a spirit of humility John 15:5. I in the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth within me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. A spirit of humility. Humility. Here's what a spirit of humility is. Lord, without you, I can do nothing. I am strengthless without you. Hereby, we do know that we know him. We love, we keep, we trust, we obey his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, truth not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. I pray the Lord bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen.